Es un hombre extraordinario.
Me impresiona mucho.
Pues, ¿sabes qué? Yo creo que no es tanto el físico, es más bien la personalidad que tiene y todo lo que proyecta.
Ya me lo imagino con su smoking blanco, un martini en una mano y un costoso habano en la otra.
Provocativo. Atractivo.
A new stereophonic sound spectacular.
Hello there, and welcome to the exciting world of HIP. This is a new departure in language instruction for English-speaking people who want to talk to and be understood by jazz musicians, hipsters, beatniks, juvenile delinquents, and the criminal fringe.
Bonjour madame, bonjour monsieur. Nous allons, grâce à ce disque créé spécialement pour vous, essayer de tirer ensemble le maximum de qualité sonore de votre chaîne Haute Fidélité.
Sit back, relax, and close your eyes.
Welcome to the Business Agility Podcast, broadcasting from the heart of Montreal, where we dare talk all things agile, conscious leadership, and freedom lifestyle for entrepreneurs you won't hear elsewhere. Here's your host, Alexander Frederick Joly, known as Coach AF.
Me cansé la ley. Tengo varias en fila esperándome. Espero que aguanten y aún no volveré. El amor es para débiles. El amor es para débiles. Soy una chica peligrosa. No creo en amor ni rosa, Me cansé la ley. Tengo varias en fila esperándome. Espero que aguanten y aún no volveré. El amor es para débiles. El amor es para débiles.
Agility Podcast, broadcasting from the heart of Montreal, where we dare talk all things agile, conscious leadership, and freedom lifestyle for entrepreneurs you won't hear elsewhere. Here's your host, Alexander Frederick Joly, known as Coach AF.
All right, everybody. Yes, Samuel, probably on my Fredo Lounge back channel. Yes, it's a 2-for-1 today on the May 9 of 2025, the day, the victory day. Victory Day, for those who know shit about real history, about authentic history. So welcome Rumble, welcome YouTube. No length out for this one. I did a previous one, the RPM, with my great coach and friend Anthony Robbins. So welcome back for those hardcore of the Friday Live Agile. This is 155B. If you like content about AI and enterprise craftsmanship of everything from my purpose of experience and service designer, customer contact as a service, consultancy, strategic and tactic deployment of a true digital transformation with business agility, with Enterprise Scrum, hit me. Like it, subscribe, and hit the bell for more powerful content as well with the Decentralized Finance, Freedom Lifestyle Club, and more and more. So if you cannot send me a coffee that I love, if you don't want to buy me a coffee, because like most of us, you may be struggling financially right now, at least do something free. Like this, comment anything just to beat the algorithm. Subscribe and hit the bell. Almost 1,100 people on YouTube. We reach 50 on Rumble. That's a funny thing. So just help me rising up as a phoenix. Unleash the phoenix on me. And if you'd like to go farther, wherever you are in North America, the United States, Mexico, in Canada, become our client. Go at agile-lounge.com and see our professional services and what can I do. How can I help you? Because when people ask me, what do you do? What's your purpose? I will ask them, how can I help you uncover new ways to your success? This is me. And who is me? It's Frédéric. Frédéric, often known as Coach AF. Yes, I'm a coach, agile, who focus. That's what mean AF. It's my name. It's just my name. So today I decided to come back because words matter and words become things. I heard that a long time ago and it came back in my life, especially my professional life, from a great friend of mine that I think him, I could name it, and I will also salute you, Daniel Tadros. In a conversation last fall, he told me words matter and they become things. Actually, he says, exactly, words become things. Be careful of what you say, because the word, it's something very powerful. And any language, by the way. I do speak three languages, French, English, and Espanol. And that's true. Words have these kind of vibration and frequency that go further. And an ex-client of mine who became a collaborator, and he became a great friend also, and the great city of Phoenix, Arizona, that I miss so much. That's why I kind of enthro the beat with Miss Monique, mixing in the Grand Canyon in Arizona at the cross border. I think it was the Grand Canyon North. So it's cross bordering with Utah. I love the American Southwest. I felt in love with it when I worked for Cirque du Soleil and I did tour with Alegria. I spent a year at the Mystery Show, one of the first permanent show of Cirque du Soleil in Las Vegas, in Nevada. And I did a lot of gigs in Phoenix at the early age of my transferring from event organizer and DJ trance music stuff all the way to the corporate world of enterprise Scrum, software development, digital transformation. I'm a pioneer of digital transformation here in Quebec, but I did more in Arizona. But anyways, those two gentlemen, one I cannot name, I respect his anonymity, my great friend from Phoenix, Arizona, and Daniel Tadros here in Montreal. They really inspire me. They really kind of kick my ass. And this week, as it's the small business week in the United States, and my dear colleague and friend still have a couple of small businesses and freelance business down in the great state of Arizona, he sent me a letter And I wanted to do a quick Friday Live Agile 155B for reading you that letter from Arizona, this hope letter from Arizona, within that National Small Business Week with the entrepreneur mindset. And really, I needed it. I needed it when I received it this week, early this week. So words matter. So let's go. So yeah, it's a powerful message. From that great collaborator in the US of A. It's a motivating reminder to keep going. Never ever give up. Stay ahead and make it stick so we can succeed together. Otherwise, it's going to be the time for me to go and to go deeper and deeper and elsewhere and elsewhere. It hit me hard because this is what it takes. Yes, the AFJ podcast, whether it's the Agile Lounge, the Fredo Lounge, the Un Café avec Frédéric, the Dare Real McCoy Agile, with me, Coach AF, Alexandre Frédéric Jolie. It's always authentic. It's always real life, unscripted, or mostly. Sometimes because I'm in a high functional something right now, I need the help of a little script just to keep me going. Yeah, because my energy is flowing down right now. So I need to rise up as a phoenix. I need your help. So it hit me hard because this is what it takes. This is what I needed to receive, learn all to receive. And by the way, I'd like to share it live with someone who helped me without knowing it, by the way. Where are you, my dear? Here you go. Perfect. Share done. And do the same. Share this video. Share it. Help me, for God's sake. A lot of subscribers, a lot of people watching, but you do nothing. Will you be in action with me? It's free to like it, to share it, to comment your thought, to give me a word of encouragement in the comment below. It's so simple. I'm doing it too, because I follow a lot of podcasts that help me keep going. And I help them by liking, sharing, commenting. This is how it is nowadays, the algorithm empire. So, unshakable belief, relentless focus, and the courage to rise again and again. It's not just about celebrating this United States National Small Business Week by honoring the grit, growth, and the guts it takes to build something that matters, to know your purpose. To all the dreamers, the builders, and the game changer out there, we've got this. We've got this. So let's rise together and stronger and smarter. Here's the email. Your words shape your world. Let's make them count. I will read it literally by protecting his anonymity as he asks. So, hey, Freddy. He called me Freddy. Small Business Week is around the corner. I saw your post on LinkedIn. Authentic life. I saw your post on LinkedIn asking for help. And I want to take a moment to tell you something you really know deep down, but maybe need to hear out loud and be reminded. What you do and who you are matters more than you probably realize. As a business owner and entrepreneur, you are the engine that drives this economy and people around you. The risk you take, the job you create, the ideas you turn into action. And by the way, this is a letter I receive and I accept to receive. But right now, I'm also giving it to any other dreamers and builder out there that might need it too. So you are not just building a business. You are building lives, communities, enterprise, and a better future. But let's be real. This path isn't easy. You face pressure like never before in your path. Yes, when he says you, it's I and it's we. From me to we. From every direction, you feel that pressure. Economic headwinds, fierce competition, well, depends. Rising costs, lower rate, tech that never stop evolving. And most days, you're doing it with limited time, limited support from a decay network, especially in your country, Freddie. Yes, that's Canada is falling. And sheer force of will that result. Sheer force of will that resorts. That's why I'm sending you this to you today, Freddie. Because my wife and I, always appreciate you and what you did for our business and even more in our life. Because I know you. I know what you're capable of. And I want to see, you take this to the next level, Freddie. And now he put in this email, watch a quick message from Tony Robbins. I should have prepared this. I don't know if we should watch it together. Yes, why not? So let's see. Let's open it now. Okay, let me a second. It's live and unscripted, so we're going to... Really? Okay, hold on. I'm not sharing my screen yet. Okay. As I said, I should have prepared for this one. I just prepared the music. But who cares? We have time. Who don't have time? Time is that fourth dimension that plays us anyways. So let me go there. Okay. Hey, I said, motherfucker. What is this again? Sorry about that, guys. It's... this. You see, we talk about evolving tech, but there's a lot of pure poor quality out there. Isn't it amazing? How much like a lot of people just talk shit on LinkedIn, especially on LinkedIn, like the blah, 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 we are this, we are that. And at the end of the day, there is nothing. Okay. Let me just mute it for a few seconds. I'm going to prepare this clip that he sent me with the email because yes, okay, here it is. Here it is. Let me now prepare to share. And let's watch it together. And we're going to go back to the letter that is almost finished. And we're going to go for the weekend. Are you ready for the weekend? So screen with sounds. Here we go. So let's watch it together. It's part of the letter. It's part of the message. Hey, I'm right here. So let's do this. Ready? Let's watch it. Was part of the letter that I received. And you could have a glimpse of some of the event I'm partake to.
Think about a human life. Starts out with birth. You go from infant to toddler, from toddler to teenager. Does a teenager operate the same way as a toddler? if a teenager, you give them the keys to the car and say, drive 50 miles an hour, what will they do? Drive as fast as they can, right? And that's what happens to entrepreneurs when they get in that stage. If you don't understand this, you're going to do the right thing at the wrong time. See, if you plant in the winter, it doesn't matter how much you believe or how hard you work, it's not going to happen. So you have to understand the timing of what's going on. Both industries have a timing of growth, and your company does. Many of you, this is not being offensive because I hope you feel my love for you. If you took the risk to start your own business, my respect for you is here because you're this percentage of the population and you employ everybody else. And if you're working in a company and you're not there yet, but you even have that aspiration, I respect you. I can tell you this because I've done this. I was a business operator for more than a decade. I worked my guts out and I was always stressed out because I was doing it all. And I would let certain people do things, but I'd always upset, criticize, they didn't do it well. And so I was trapped. I was in the founder's trap. In that trap, you can't grow because there's no leverage. The only way out of it is to start developing some people. Success in business, in life, is the result of one thing, good judgment. You make good decisions, you're gonna crush it. Now the problem is, are you always gonna make good decisions? Are the people you hire who are maybe not yet as skilled or talented in this area as you, are they gonna make bad decisions? Yes, and most of your good decisions came because good decisions are the result of experience. Experience is often the result of bad decisions. So you have to have them be able to fail and still support, or you'll never have a business. If you can learn faster than other people, and you can, if you recognize patterns, learn to use them, you do that, you'll dominate. If you try not to make a mistake,
recognize pattern, Daniel Mizzig, this one's for you.
The tempo will not allow you to go without making a mistake. And let me give you the rules of engagement if you want to be effective here. First of all, number one rule of engagement is energy. If you don't keep that energy, you can forget it. Engagement equals profit. The more engaged your team members are in the business, more actively engaged using all they got, every statistic shows those companies are the most profitable. I can tell you three ways right now to grow any business. Any business. You have to know who is your ideal customer. Who's going to stay with you when the economy goes through the floor? Who's going to keep buying? Who loves your product enough they'll tell everybody else about it online? You need an irresistible offer. You need an irresistible offer. An offer that is so incredibly good that people go, I'd be an idiot not to at least try it. If you have an irresistible offer, you're going to win. And then I'll give you the third step, over-deliver. Do more than you promise. If you do more for people than you promise, and you've had an irresistible offer, and it meets their deepest needs because you know who they are, you're going to build an incredible company. If you want to grow any business, who is your ideal customer? You should be able to articulate that with precision. You should know more about them than they know about themselves. I always say, by the way, life is the dance between what you desire most and what you fear most. That's where people live, those two posts. So if I know what you want most, desire most, and what you fear most, I know your wounds, I know your opportunities, I know how to deliver for you. I can come up with an irresistible offer. And by the way, if you want to expand your life, expand your desires and shrink your fears, and your world gets bigger. So that's it. Did you ever notice how your energy gets low, you get more negative? Right? Your mind can think of all the problems, all the challenges. Energy's high, it happens, you just solve it. There are lots of moving parts in any business. Most people are good at certain parts of it, so they focus on the parts they're good at. And they don't focus on the parts they're not so good at. And that's how you get bit. That's how you end up in trouble in a business. Most people who are business creators don't give a about accounting. But if you don't understand it, and if you don't manage it, if you don't lead it, and you just hire somebody else, your entire destiny can be in somebody else's hands, and you don't have the information you need because you're not educated. You're going to crash. From this moment on, in terms of what we're going to accomplish here, it's going to be about learning every pattern we can, and you want to notice your own patterns. Like, what makes you feel depressed or deflated or overwhelmed or stressed out so you can change it quickly? You don't want to let the world trigger you. People are going to do whatever they do. Your job is to get rid of your triggers so you're in charge, so you're not in reaction. The game of business is a really interesting game because in order to get in this game and really be successful, you have to be a gladiator. You got to be someone that no matter what happens, you're not going down, even though all the odds are against you. This is a game called business where the more you play, the more likely you die. What percentage of businesses are gone in the first year? Do you remember? Do you know? 50% of businesses today. So the more you play, the more likely you die. So what makes you a gladiator? The odds are against you and you go, I don't care. Everyone else is dying today, not me. It doesn't matter the odds are against me. It doesn't matter what shows up. It doesn't matter it's wintertime. It doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter who my competition is. I will find the way or make the way. Bro, we have to expand. That's why business is the ultimate spiritual game. The way you get wealthy is you do more for others than anybody else in the marketplace over and over again, and you build a brand. And when you have a brand, people get on their knees at 7-Eleven and reach around something else to get a Coke. When you're the brand, you dominate completely. But to get there, you got to face all those pieces and you got to add value. So what does every religion on earth teach? Some version of treat thy neighbor, love thy neighbor. But if we fall in love with our clients, not our product or service, because your product and service has a short lifespan today. So you have to find the barrier. The ultimate barrier is building clients that are raving fans. Clients. When Apple almost went under, I can remember at my companies, everybody wanted to change to IBM, to Microsoft. And I was like, okay, we have to, because Apple software can't do anything anymore. But my team, which is my creative team, is keeping Apple. And people like us is what kept Apple alive, because we were raving fans. They'd been so good for so long, we stayed with them. And then they turned around and then became the dominant force in the world. Your goal is to get to that point. But to do that, you got to be the gladiator. There's two patterns that are most important in business. If you said, what is business? It's two things, innovation and marketing. Now, what does it mean to innovate? Innovation simply means finding a better way to meet your customers' needs. That better way might be faster, quicker, easier. It might be cheaper. It might be more expensive because it meets one of their needs to own something quality. Some people buy based on relationship. Some people, they buy for variety. They want to try different things all the time. Some people buy because the product makes them significant, makes them important, makes them special. People that value significance the most will overpay for it, and they're more than happy to do because they want to feel special and unique more than anything else on earth. The fourth need, some people do it based on connection or love. Some people do it on certainty. They want the same product over. Some people want it because the product's going to make them grow. So part of innovating is meeting their needs better than anybody else. Marketing is getting the want to do business with you, want to seek you out, want to find the way. If you can innovate and market, you have a company like Apple, because they keep making the better product, but they're also the best marketers. Is it easier or harder to market today? It's easier to do marketing. It's harder to be effective at marketing. Marketing is everywhere. How many, when you were looking at a website, you don't even see the banners anymore? On average, 15 years ago, to get someone to buy, they had to have 4 exposures to begin the buying process. Today, it's 16. That's a lot of money marketing like that, unless you find a way to break through. If you find a way to break through, it's a totally different game.
Yeah, that was part of the letter I received from my great friend in Phoenix, Arizona. Because as he mentioned, so watch this quick message from Tony Robbins, because I know, like me, you appreciate the man. You appreciate the motivation that he gave you. And in my case, it's since 1994 that I kind of, as Tony says, I'm a diehard fan of his. Again, I'm not always agreeing with his way. I don't like this MLM type of thing that he have around him. But that's the thing. When you want to receive what's good for you, what's in it for me, I love Tony Robbins. There's no one like Tony Robbins to wake you up, to put you back on track, to give you a good kick in the ass. So I really appreciate the fact that he sent it to me also, because I needed to receive it. And it's a reminder of the power inside me, he wrote. He said inside you, but it's inside me. And how to unleash it to grow 10 times faster. Words matter, Freddy, he continues. Words become things, so let's choose the ones that move you forwards. Let's go get it. Let's succeed together. You're welcome anytime you want in Phoenix. My wife and I are waiting for you. with friendship and love from my confidential great partner in Phoenix, Arizona, a diehard fans. All my heroes are dead or gone from Montreal, Quebec. It seems that only my enemy and those blacklisted stayed. Careful with the words, Freddy. Yeah, indeed. So I wanted to share that letter with you and that 8-minute limbs that he attached to his letter. I said a letter, but it's an email. Anyways, hope you liked it. Hope you receive it too. Maybe it's for you. And again, if you liked it, give me a like, comment below. What's in your mind? What do you need? What's your purpose? What do you like to achieve? And do you have a massive action plan? Subscribe and hit the bell if you'd like more content like this, motivational thing for the future of work, for the new economy with business agility and infinite possibilities. Remember again who you truly are. You are wonderful. You are powerful. And you are free to be whoever you wanted to be and to do whatever you wanted to do and respect of one another. On that, happy weekend and see you soon. Cheers.